Do you mind if I share the news, Rossi, of what you told me? It's cute. It's cute. It's endearing. It's cute. It's lovable. Rossi.
What is it?
It's 8:30 morning. Rossi.
Why are you looking like that? What did you do?
Mate, you look great. Stop being so hard on yourself. He said to me, I went to a party over the weekend. I was the only person that didn't have hair.
Well, it was there. You were there at the party. it was Marsh's party, who works here at Virgin Radio.
Yeah, we had a little party at Claw. Yeah. We went to Claw, and Rossi said that he was the only male there that didn't have hair. Everyone had these really nice hairstyles. And
I really don't think anyone was thinking that at all.
Well, I looked around, and there was a photo taken at one point. Even the crazy Russian boss, who's like 65.
He is not.
Has got a great head of hair. And there's me, who, aww, you know, I'm not getting any younger. It won't be long before I'm kicked off this radio station.
Yeah.
Being bald.
Don't say yeah.
No, it's true.
That's a lie.
They always ask me.
And then at one point, Chris went to do a selfie and held up the camera like that with me next to him. And I just looked back at the photo and you can see these three.
The stretch marks we talk about in the top of his head.
On the top of my head, and I'm
like, Rossi, you look fantastic.
Thank you. I feel a lot better, you know, after the marathon.
Oh, here we go.
But I don't know.
What are you thinking?
I just felt a bit old and like bald.
Like, do you remember before the marathon you said you felt like dying every day? How we do? We sometimes, the three of us, we feel like, mainly Rossi and I, we die every day just because of the hours. Somehow pretty can cope. Do you feel that you don't feel like you're dying now after doing the marathon, or you still feel like you're dying every day?
I sometimes feel like I'm dying, yeah.
I'm glad, as long as we both feel like that we're sleep. Dying every day.
How much sleep did you get last night, by the way?
3 hours.
Exactly, there you
go. I did 3 hours sleep.
There you go.
Okay, so Ross, let me do this. Let me say this to you right now.
Would you do
the hair transplant? Like, it's modern time now. They have the ability of, and it's good, there's some good places that do it, that are able to put hair back on the top of your head. Would you want to do it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what the process is like. What's it like?
Let me throw it out to the family that listens to us.
Okay.
Do you think Rossi should get a hair transplant, get some hair put back on his head? Have a full, I can't imagine you with hair.
I can't imagine this either.
The weirdest thing for me to think about.
Why? Because we worked together when I had hair.
I know, but now I feel like this is the Rossi I know.
But even when you had hair, I felt like it was sort of like going anyway 10 years ago nearly. Like it never was just like, whoa, he's got such nice hair.
It started since I started working with you.
Well, I'm just. Okay then.
And the weirdest thing, I'm getting hairier. I'm getting more hair. Okay, should Rossi get a hair transplant?
Yeah.
Why are you asking? I can make the decision by myself.
Okay, we won't take the calls then.
I can do it. I'm a big man. I can make it. Liz, do you think I should get a hair transplant?
He needs the help. 048715544. Should Rossi go ahead?
Should Rossi get a hair transplant? 048715544. Bro, it's whatever you want. You know, this is, if you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. No, I mean, I don't know. Abdul, is it?
Yes.
What do you think, mate? Do you think he should do a hair transplant?
Definitely not.
Why?
Because usually bald men are smarter.
No, in this case, it's not. In this case, it's not.
Okay? You haven't seen my IQ.
Let's take more calls next. Good morning, it's Virgin. 8:37. It's the Chris Fade Show here on Virgin Radio. Rossi was over a party over the weekend, which we're all at, and he said to me, it was cute. He said, you know, I felt a little bit out of place because everyone had hair. I was the only guy that was bald. And, you know, we started talking about it on the show, and then we put it out to everyone, like, should Rossi get a hair transplant? Ross, what are your thoughts on this? Like, yourself, before we take any calls, what are your thoughts on getting a hair transplant or just getting hair put back on your head?
I do miss it. Like, I was looking back at Facebook photos the other day about, you know, my hair and stuff. I looked a lot better, a lot younger, I feel. I feel like now I look a bit older with a bald head. And it doesn't match the colour of my beard and stuff. Mm. I think I do miss hair. I would like to have it back again. And I think Liz...
Oh, the wifey wanted a bit of it.
I think she misses me when...
Sarah's called through. Sarah, what do you think? Should he do it?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
No, Rossi, own it. I think that women are interested in men who are confident, and it doesn't matter if you have a full head of hair. sometimes men who have too much hair and they style it too much, it's just a bit vain. And I don't think men should be into that vanity. So I just say own it and be confident with it. And it's so much more attractive on a man.
Yeah, no, but you haven't seen the three lines in the top of my head. I look like one of those dogs, you know, like a Shar Pei. It's like folds of fat.
It's true. He's got three like folds of fat.
I really want to disguise them because there's no way you can get rid of them.
And he's always conscious about it, Sarah, because whenever we do like videos, if there's a video that is an above angle, he won't allow it. He'll always like, no, I don't want to be filmed the top of my head.
At the end,
I just, yeah.
It's about your about your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself at the end of the day as well, right?
Yeah. I just want to feel better, really.
We'll take more calls. Yes or no, should Rossi get a hair transplant, if possible? We haven't even looked into the costs and all that involved, but we'll have a look. 0487155444. Should Rossi get a hair transplant? Maybe you had a hair transplant. Maybe you had one and you loved it. Whatever it is, we'd love to get your views on it. 0487155444. Do you remember having hair?
Yeah. And I had really thick, good hair, you know. And it was, you know, it was a bit wavy and stuff. I could really get like a nice sort of, if I let it grow, you know.
Really?
I reckon it would be really good.
I think you should do it if you want to.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I look at you,
jealous.
Because I got hair.
Sometimes I do, like, because you've got a great hairline.
So when you're in the shower, do you wash your, like, do you use shampoo? You don't use conditioner, obviously.
No.
You're saving money.
Yeah, I know, but like, I want to look younger. In this job, you need to look. You need to look younger.
Ali, morning, you did it. You've done a hair transplant.
Yeah, I did. When I was living in Canada, I did it.
Would you do it again?
I mean, I already did it, so I don't have to do it again, but I would recommend it to do it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Did you enjoy it in the now that you have hair? Are you happy that you did it?
Yes, definitely. I look better in pictures and everything. And I guess it sounds like, as you guys were talking about the camera angles and whatnot, it sounds like it's something you want to do to feel more confident and out there.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I guess go for it, man.
Do it. No, there you
go. Ross, it's totally up to you if you want to do it or not. They've just told me that there's another call coming in right now. Someone that owns a hair transplant. Oh. I'm going to take his call next.
Okay,
hang on.
Okay.